You're listening to KXT 91.7. My name is Joe Cozera, and you're going to hear an amazing band today. I feel bad for you because you're not going to be able to see them until we get their video up on the in-studio page at kxt.org. It's got to be really something to be in a group that consistently gets praise from critics. They've called our guests original, innovative, fearless, ambitious, propulsive, and a marvel of emotion and razor-sharp focus. You're definitely going to hear just why. They're a bluegrass band, but they're so much more than that. They've been compared to bluegrass pioneer Bill Monroe, who described the genre this way, quote, "It's blues and jazz. It is a high, lonesome sound. It's plain music that tells a good story, and it's played from my heart to your heart, and it will touch you. Bluegrass is music that matters." The new album, Letters in the Deep, came out just last month. It was produced by the Black Keys, Dan Auerbach, and it absolutely matters. They're in Dallas tonight to play at the House of Blues, and we're very proud to welcome Cadillac Sky to KXT. Welcome, Cadillac Sky, to KXT.
Hey.
Hey.
So, thank you very much for being here. I know you had some problems transportation-wise, so in spite of that, thanks so much for coming today.
Oh, we're glad to be here, man. You just can't trust 15-passenger vans. Can't trust them.
Would you introduce yourselves to us?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm David Mayfield on the guitar and human voice. I'm known as the handsome member of the group.
And
ladies.
This is Brian Simpson, and play the mandolin and the human voice.
And this is Matt Minifee, and I play the banjo.
Great. So what are we going to hear first?
We'll do the very first song off our brand new record, Trapped Under the Ice.
KXT 91.7, Cadillac Sky, excellent. That's Trapped Under the Ice from the new album. Yeah. Man, you guys play like you're in a rock band. It's excellent. That's why I wish everybody at home or in their car could see you right now, so they can watch you play. So you're now based out of Nashville, but you're originally from Texas?
Yeah, I guess that's where it kind of got started. We they're in Fort Worth, and
Fort Worth, okay.
Yeah, me and Matt on the banjo and Ross on the fiddle. He's not here today. He's back trying to figure things out on the highway somewhere. And we got it started, and then the other guys have jumped in there over the last couple years. David's been playing with us for the last 2 years, mm-hmm. and sort of completed the whole quintet there.
So your new album, why Dan Auerbach as a producer?
Well, you know, I'm from Ohio originally, where the Black Keys are from, and I've known Dan for years, and just kind of with chatting with him, he's always had a love for bluegrass music, but he also, you know, is clearly in a different world. So when I joined this band, kind of gave him one of the CDs, and he liked it and thought that he could maybe do something unique with it that hadn't been done with a bluegrass band before.
Is it true you recorded the whole album in 5 days?
The whole thing in 5 days, yeah. We did it all the old school way, with no computers and no cutting and pasting or any of that kind of stuff. It's all just we set up microphones and play just like we're doing in here.
Yeah, by the way, for you listening, we've got two microphones. Usually everything is mic'd or plugged in and carefully lined that way, but we've got two stereo mics and doing it old style, just like Dave said. Excellent. Fantastic. What are we going to hear next?
We'll do a song that I wrote called The Human Cannonball, and we'll get Brian to play the fiddle on it. Brian?
Yes, I'll grab it.
Walking in circles, cause she wouldn't pick up the phone. I'm not so sure that she's capable of being alone. I can't get me to her to tell her that everything's fine. If she'd answer, I'd send her my love over telephone lines. Don't change the past, cause it's already written, I know. Sometimes it feels like the future is coming too slow. I can't speed things up and I surely can't hold back time. If she'd answer, I'd send her my love over telephone lines. Boston tonight, stars are hiding in my sky. Oh, now her secrets are locked up in her head. Don't meet the canyon in the sky. Face on every lady I meet. Rain hits the pavement, it drops from above in my arms. If she'd answer, I'd send her my love over telephone lines. It's raining in Boston tonight. Stars are hiding in my sky. please don't forget Lainey. Please don't forget me now.
Man, what a nice song. That's great, David. Cadillac Sky in the studio here with us at KXT 91.7. That's Human Cannonball. It's also from their new album. It's called Letters in the Deep. Thanks so much for that. Now, do you ever have a problem with what one another is playing? Like, say, David, I don't like what you're playing on banjo, or I don't like what you're playing on mandolin. Do you ever?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it gets, certainly, everybody, has an opinion, and we get them all together, and we sort of try to go by the idea that nobody's opinion's wrong, so we sort of test a bunch of stuff out, and, like, on this record, we all, like, swapped instruments and played different things on different parts, just to try to add something that was, give character to each song, because it really puts you in a different place. Like there's own songs where I play guitar on, or I play fiddle on, or Matt plays piano on, or David plays percussion, or whatever the case may be, and it really creates another. I think it really takes a musician to another place when they get in places they're not as comfortable with. So we did that on this record and played some stuff that we're not as used to playing all the time. And I think it creates another personality to each song, and you do different things on instruments you're not as comfortable with, and maybe you try something that a more skilled musician on that instrument wouldn't do, and it makes it sound fresh to me.
A lot of people have no idea the hours and discipline it takes to master an instrument such as mandolin, banjo, guitar, fiddle. I mean, what made you pick the instruments,
Matt?
Come up here, buddy.
Step up in there, my friend.
I grew up playing music with my grandpa. He was played a lot of bluegrass music and stuff, and had a friend that played the banjo and looked pretty neat, so
I think the instrument sort of
rich and compelling story.
Thank you.
I think it sort of picks you for the most part. You see something and there's something about that sound that really grabs you and holds you, and I think that's probably what happened here a little bit.
Saying your mandolin chose you, Brian?
I think it did.
You're so impish and whimsical.
Exactly.
I like it.
I'm excited to do it because it's the easiest one to carry. It's really light.
Yeah.
Matt chose wrong.
I chose
the big heavy one.
The big heavy banjo.
I kind of wish I just played harmonica sometimes. Think how great that'd be.
You could get a bell.
You could have, a bandolero. Are we on the radio? I forgot.
We are. We're live. No
problem.
Sometimes. That's all right. No, that's quite. How about one more song?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll do a song. This is a song we just put our video out for it, music video for it. We actually shot the video down at Nashville's former homeless community, Tent City, which was washed away in the flood that hit Nashville. And so people should go out and check that video out. It's nice. It's cool to see the banks of the Cumberland before. It's just like 2 weeks before the flood.
Wow.
And an area that's no longer there. So this is a song me and David wrote when the other guys were a few minutes late for rehearsal. And I'm glad we did. One called Hangman.
Cadillac Sky in the studio.
One, two, three, four.
My heart is sick and sweating out of control. Me.
It's Hangman from KXT 91.7 Cadillac Sky, our guests in the studio today, Brian Simpson, David Mayfield, Matt Menefee. Thanks so much for being here today, guys.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. Shout out to the other guys, Panda and
Ross Andy Holmes, the Panda Moritz and Ross Holmes. Sorry you guys couldn't be here. Cadillac Sky, our guests today. See them live tonight at the House of Blues in Dallas, tomorrow night at the House of Blues in Houston, and Saturday night in Austin at Saxon Pub. This is KKXT, Dallas-Fort Worth-Denton, KXT 91.7, Music to the Core.